Hidden with Christ Ministries presents Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of life. Now here's Rita with today's message.
Hello, friends. This week I want to share with you some thoughts on scriptural goal setting for the new year. As we have this tremendous opportunity, as we move into a brand new year, I believe God is calling every single believer to spend time seeking Him for God's specific plans for you in this brand new year. Jeremiah 29:11 says, "For I know the thoughts and plans that I have for you, says the Lord. Plans for good and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope." God has a very specific plan for you. You could say it this way: God has goals for your life. But you could also say Satan has goals for your life as well. Satan, your adversary, the enemy of your soul, would like to see you bound in confusion, disillusionment, discouragement, barely keeping your head above water, never really making any progress toward the purpose of God for your life. Instead, he would like to keep you weighed down with just day-to-day survival so that you never focus on what it is God wants you to accomplish in your lifetime. As a believer, God has a specific plan for you. The general plan for every single believer is found in Romans 8:29, where it says, "For whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed into the image of his Son." God has the plan for you to become conformed into the image of Jesus Christ, that we would become like him in all of our ways. We know that Jesus walked in this earth full of love for all people, that Jesus loved to spend time in prayer, communing with the Father. We know that Jesus only said and did what he saw the Father doing and heard the Father saying. We know that Jesus moved with compassion. All of those areas are areas that God has set as goals for every believer to become conformed or like Jesus himself. So you could say God's goal for you is to become like Jesus. Certainly, that is primary in our lives as Christians. But there are secondary goals that God has, or you could say there are other goals that are a part of that equation. And those goals specifically address the call that God has on your life and the specific tasks you have been assigned while you are on this earth. If God has called you to be a Sunday school teacher, one who shares the Word of God on a regular basis with children, teaching them, nurturing them in the Word of God, then that is a very important assignment. God wants you to see it as important and also as a responsibility. He wants you to be obedient to that call, to that goal for your life, to that purpose. And you need to walk toward that purpose and set that as a goal and take steps of action by faith so that you will fulfill that goal. But if that's the call on your life and you never make one move toward the goal, you can just dream about it, think about becoming a Sunday school teacher, dream about what you'd do if you had a classroom of children to teach the Word of God to, and never make one step toward it, because you never set that as a goal and took steps of faith, plan of action toward fulfilling that specific calling. Scriptural goal setting always begins with a vision or a dream from God about your purpose in life, and it helps you step toward that purpose by taking steps of faith and obedience as the Lord leads you. Perhaps you look back upon your life and you feel that God did indeed have a plan and a destiny and a purpose, but somehow you got off track and you never stepped toward that. And instead, you set goals for your life that took you in a different direction. And now perhaps you're up in years and you feel like it's too late to begin to step toward God's purpose for your life. I want to encourage you today that regardless of your age, God is able to assist you, to help you, to empower you to get back on track in the center of God's will and begin to step toward the purpose he has for you. Moses is the most encouraging example in the Word of God of somebody who had a particular destiny and a specific call. He was called, he was chosen, he was destined from the foundations of the earth to become a deliverer for the people of Israel out of the bondage of slavery in Egypt. And yet he stepped out when he was 40 years old, having been raised in Pharaoh's household, to try to deliver the people of Israel with his own strength by killing an Egyptian and trying to spare his Hebrew brother from the torment he was receiving from that person. And instead, he ended up having to flee the country to avoid being punished for the murder of that Egyptian. He ended up spending 40 years in the backside of the desert, as far from his purpose in God as a person could possibly be. Certainly, his destiny was sidetracked for a season, and a long season in his case. He was 80 years old when finally he got back into the center of God's will, and with the help of God and by his grace and his strength, Moses began to step toward his purpose and his destiny in God. He had to take steps of faith. He had to walk out the plan of action God had so that he could become that deliverer of Israel. The same applies to you today. God has a plan, has always had a plan from the foundation of the earth for you and for the purpose God has for your life. Perhaps you've been sidetracked. Perhaps you've been pursuing other goals and you have not diligently pursued God's will and his plan for you. Make this new year the year you step into the center of God's will and you begin to walk toward that purpose in God by setting the goal that God has for you before you and stepping out in faith and beginning through scriptural goal setting to make a plan of action to reach the goal God has for your life. You may be pursuing with great energy, zeal, and enthusiasm a particular road or career path at this time. You may be very successful there. It may be prospering under your hand. Yet, you have never been sure that that was really what God had for you. You've never perhaps really discovered or felt the call of God in any particular area. God wants to reveal it to you. Whether you're the CEO of a corporation, the owner of a shop, a janitor, a grocery clerk, a secretary, or a real estate agent, God wants to reveal his purpose to you personally. Let me encourage you to take some time as we enter this new year to pray and fast and ask God, what is it, Lord, you created me for? What have you made me for? What is my purpose? I want to walk toward that purpose by faith in this new year. Show me what it is. God is a rewarder of the diligent seeker. He will not let your prayer go unanswered. He will reveal himself to you if you will seek him. And he may very well turn your plans upside down. But it will be a glorious day when you discover your true purpose. It may mean a radical shift in the goals that you have. Saul, who later became Paul, had a major shakeup in his life goals. He was pursuing with zeal a certain course. He was persecuting the group of people that he referred to as the Way. They were the followers of Jesus. He thought they were religious heretics, And he thought he was being very loyal to God by persecuting and having these people thrown in prison. His goal was to eliminate this religious sect from the face of the earth. But God had an encounter with Saul on that road to Damascus that turned his world upside down and absolutely reversed his goals in life. God showed him his goal for Saul's life. Thankfully, Saul obeyed God and lined himself up with God's purpose and sought the goal of sharing the good news of Jesus Christ with all of the Gentile world. As a result, Saul, who became the Apostle Paul, achieved more in his lifetime than many thousands of believers have ever seen. He was privileged to become the author, under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, of more than half of the New Testament. But that's because he allowed God to change his goal and purpose in life so that he no longer pursued his own goals, but God's goals. God has goals for you. He wants you to set goals for your life scripturally and by the inspiration of the Spirit. Let God do that in your life as we head toward this new year. God wants to bless you and give you that future and hope that he promised. Join me tomorrow as we continue scriptural goal setting for the new year. Friends, if you're considering making an end-of-the-year tax-deductible donation to a Christian ministry, please prayerfully consider a donation to Hidden with Christ Ministries. Partner with us to fulfill Christ's mandate to go ye therefore and teach all nations by spreading the Word of God via the airwaves around the world.
Join us again weekdays at this same time for more practical truths from the Word of God on Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. To receive a free teaching tape, please check out our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Again, that's www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Or you can write us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267. Again, that's P.O. Box 3267 in Tustin, California, 92781, USA. In the United States, you can call us toll-free at 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, that number is 1-866-HE-HEALS. We look forward to hearing from you.